Dhritarashtra marries Gandhari, who covers her eyes to share her husband's blindness. Pandu has two wives, Kunti and Madri, but he cannot have children because of a curse. While he was out hunting, Pandu shot at a deer as it was having sex. This deer was a celestial being in disguise. The dying deer cursed Pandu so that he would also die when making love. Kunti, however, has a mantra for obtaining sons from the gods. She got this mantra from the sage Durvasa as a reward for her kindness to him. Kunti knows that the mantra works because she previously had summoned Surya, the sun god, and conceived a child with him. That child was named Karna. Kunti had set her son Karna adrift in a basket in the river, and he was rescued and raised by a charioteer and his wife. In order to get sons, Pandu asks Kunti to summon the god Yama first and have a child by him. Yudhishthira is the son of Kunti and Yama. He is characterized by Dharma. Next, Kunti summons Vayu, the god of wind, and she has a son called Bhimasena, or Bhima, who is enormously strong. The third son, Arjuna, is the son of Kunti and Indra, and he is an expert in weapons. Pandu wants more sons, so Madri uses the mantra to summon the Ashwins, the twin gods, and has two sons by them, Sahadeva and Nakula. These five sons of Pandu, Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva, are called the Pandavas. Meanwhile, Pandu's brother Dhritarashtra has 100 sons, the eldest of whom is called Duryodhana. The sons of Dhritarashtra are known as the Kauravas because they are descended from Kuru. Pandu then cannot resist his passion for Madri, and he dies while making love to her. Madri climbs into his funeral pyre, leaving Kunti behind to raise their five children.